Hello and welcome to the Sarah Hurley Academy podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm really excited you're here. Today we're going to be talking about branding, why branding matters. I have got lots of reasons that I think branding matters. I'm very passionate about branding, as those of you who know me will know, because my business is about branding. And it's a topic we cover heavily in the academy itself. If you go to sarahhurleyacademy.com, you can join our program or join our membership and find out for yourself. But today I want to talk to you about why branding matters. So here we go. First of all, it creates the actual foundation for your business. I know that sounds crazy, but that's only if you think that branding is a logo, a name, a colour, a font. That's not what branding is. Branding is the personality of your company, and it's what keeps you on track. It actually creates a foundation and a backbone for everything that you do, because then you know if it fits within your brand. If I said to you, let's go on a road trip tomorrow, and you go, great, where? And I say to you, well, I don't know. And then you go, oh, okay, are we going to do anything on the way? And I go, I don't know. And you're like, so where are we going to end up on this road trip? And I go, no idea. You'd think I was crazy. And yet people do this with their companies all the time by not having a really structured brand. I don't understand it. So there you go. Reason one, it creates a solid foundation for your company. Reason number two, did you know that a strong brand adds, on average, 26% to the value of your company and your products? So imagine if I said to you, just by tweaking your brand slightly or rebranding or really focusing and honing in on your brand, you could up your prices by 26%. Or in years to come, when you think about exiting your company or getting an investor on board, you can command 26% more. Would you say no? That alone has got to be a great reason for focusing on branding. Reason number three, it creates trust and recognition. Your customer knows instantly who you are, what you stand for, and what experience they've had with you. They recognize your brand. And actually, that makes life easier for you because you've got a set message to put out there. If you're changing it every week, you've got to win those people over and over and over again. If you've already won those people over, you're just topping up on what they already know about you. If Coca-Cola launches a new product, for instance, you already know their base thing. So this is just adding on. But if another company comes on board and says, hey, we've got a really delicious fizzy brown drink for you to try, they're starting from literally square one. So creating your brand creates trust and recognition. And this leads me on to point four. That recognition, that trust, that brand loyalty lowers price sensitivity and sales objections from your customer. If you see a product from a brand that you love, you are less likely to question their price points. And I'm not advocating that you go out and you double your prices and think, woohoo, I've got this nailed. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about where you're positioning yourself in the market. If your customer knows that you are of a certain quality, a certain caliber, what to expect from your product, they're less likely to question it and go, but is this worth it? Because they already know that it is. And they've already got some kind of collection kind of experience going on with you. So they want your product regardless. If I said to you that Disney was launching a new film tomorrow, you would just say, yep, I'm going to go and see that. It's a non-missable event. If I said to you that my friend Bert down the road has drawn a cartoon mouse and he's launching a preview in the cinema tomorrow, would you like to come? You'd have to think twice about whether that's worth your time, your money, your effort, because you don't know Bert and his mouse, but you know Disney and his mouse. So you can see how it can lower those objections with your customers. And talking about customers brings me on to point five. It creates community. Your brand creates around it a community of people that love what you do. Whether that's one person, five people, 10 people, 10,000 people, 10 million people, That is your community. Those are your people. And it is so much easier when you have a community to grow your business, to change your business, to sell your products, to communicate your message, to get people reading your books, listening to your podcast, watching your TV shows. Community is such a huge thing, and your branding draws those people in and it keeps them together. It gives them something to bond over. Number six, I think, it allows you to diversify. I had this myself when I first started my company. Everything was Sarah Hurley something, and I'll talk about my own rebrand story later on down the line, but by diversifying, it allowed me to show different areas of my personality, to go into different things that I loved, and to not alienate anyone, because I had brands, strong brands that people related to. And so you may be aware of some of my brands and not others. You may love some of my brands and not others. But each of my brands is strong and communicated clearly, and it's allowed me to diversify. So if you are thinking, I mean, right now you may be thinking, wow, I'm swamped with just my one business, my one product, my one thing. But down the line, you know, if you sell knitting needles and down the line you think, actually, I want to sell wool, and now I want to sell bags to put that in. And actually, now I'm selling these craft bags, these like haberdashery bags. I think I could sell handbags. I think I could sell this. You're starting to take yourself into different markets. And by branding yourself and communicating that message clearly, you'll find that so much easier. So basically, it leaves you open to further opportunity. Number seven. It makes your life easier. Branding is a game of perception and attention. Your brand, how you set it, is how people perceive you. If you're family friendly, if you're cheerful, if you're a bit gothic, if you're dark and mysterious, whatever it is, that's your brand perception. That's how people perceive you. And that's to you to get it as strong as possible so that people are perceiving what you want to show them. If, for instance, you have a very dark and mysterious Halloween shop, if you suddenly then put pink fluffy teddy bears in it, you are not sending out the right message. People are not going to perceive what you want them to perceive. So it's down to you to be super clear on that. The attention comes second. When your brand is strong and you're doing great things and that community builds, you start getting that attention, and that attention builds. Maybe your community person number one says to their friend, hey, do you know this company? Have you seen that? And your attention grows. You might start getting attention from suppliers and stockists and other and TV shows and, you know, all magazines and all those kind of things. That's your attention. By having a really clear brand, a really clear story, and a really clear message, your attention and your perception are streamlined, and that makes your life so much easier. When you have a really clear message, you can communicate that so much better. If it's messy, if it's not clear, and you've got to remember that when you are putting things out there, you have roughly a 3-second attention span. So you may think, I've got 1,000 followers, they all know exactly who I am, what I do in every product. You're absolutely wrong. They probably know 10%, if you're lucky, of what you're putting out there. That's why it's okay to recycle content, to re-promote products, because not everyone sees everything. So by having this really clear message allows you to communicate really clearly with your customer. Number eight, I think. I lost count a while ago. It elevates your business and you. We're going to talk about personal branding in another episode, but for now, I want to talk to you about how branding elevates your product. If you are selling, let's say, widgets, okay, you've got the best widgets in all the world, but they're in a plain white box, or you brand them just with a black and white sticker that says Bob's Widgets, it's not very exciting. If you then put them in a fancy foiled box that looks really nice, and Bob's Widgets is in a really fancy font, and it's got some instructions on how to use your widgets on the back, and a QR code to take you to the social media channels and all of those kind of things, you have elevated your business. This is what branding is all about. It lifts you. Also, if you're looking to get into Stockists, they're not going to stock your plain white box on the shelf because no one can see what's inside of it. So you need the fancy packaging. You need that fancy experience. You need the instructions so your customers are not coming back to you all the time looking for those instructions. And all of this branding, all of these things elevates your brand, streamlines your brand and communicates your message. Number nine, I think it eliminates your competition. It sounds crazy because there's always competition. And even if you sell something you think is unique or you're packaging it in a really different way, whatever it is, there is always competition. Someone is always going to be doing something similar to you, a version of what you do, something. Or they're going to come along. Even if you launch something, you've invented the best thing since sliced bread, someone will copy it at some point, trust me. And it's annoying. But by elevating your branding, by having this experience, by creating this community, you effectively eliminate that competition. Now, there are always going to be people that say, I don't need Bob's widgets. Dave's widgets are cheaper, so I'm going to go and buy those ones. They're just in a white box. He doesn't really have a brand. He sells them out of a suitcase. I'm going to go and get that because it's half price. Now, those people are going to drift and go, but you are still going to get those people that want to buy from you. Now, the only way that Dave's widgets can compete with Bob's widgets in their fancy packaging, with the customer experience, with the branding, all of that, is by being cheaper. Now, as soon as your business competes only on price, you have an issue because that rug can be pulled out really fast. So by having a strong brand, by having a strong product, by communicating that message clearly, all of those branding elements coming together in one amazing harmonious package, which is what you're going to create, you eliminate your competition. I'm not saying no one ever copies you, but you don't have to worry about it because what you offer is something different. You have got the special sauce, my friend, and no one can copy that. They might be able to copy your product, they might even be able to copy your packaging, but they don't have your special sauce, your special recipe, your special ingredients that make this uniquely yours. And that's what your branding does. It's the recipe for your whole company, your whole message, your whole thing. And everyone that works within your company should be really clear on what your branding message is so that your packaging, your social media, your marketing messages, your copy, your product descriptions, your photos, everything reflects who you are. So when I see your product on the shelf in a magazine, whatever it is, I know exactly who that belongs to. I know that that's your product. I know that that's your packaging. I know that that's your marketing message. It touches my heart. It makes me laugh. It makes me cry. It makes me feel some sort of way. And that is what you are looking for. So figure out what your special sauce is. What is your recipe? What makes you unique? And make that your brand. That for me are my nine reasons why branding matters so very much. And I really truly believe that in my heart so much, how much value it adds to your business, how much easier it makes your life, how much easier it makes your path to success. As I mentioned at the beginning, we talk about branding a lot over in the Sarah Hurley Academy, and we'd love to have you on board. So hop on over to sarahhurleyacademy.com. Join the membership or the waitlist if the membership is not open right now. Come and join our Facebook community where we discuss different topics every week and some of them will be branding related. I'd love to hear your views. I'd love to hear your feedback on this episode. And of course, please subscribe so you never miss another episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to seeing you on a future episode very soon.